Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. We have now reached Psalm 23, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, quite a famous Mizmor. Perhaps the most famous psalm in existence. Now, this is due to mainly the Christian influence, as for that religion, psalms are also the word of God, and this psalm has become accepted as the one recited during all funerals, though interestingly not in Jewish ones. Jewish tradition has this psalm in the liturgy, recited at various times during prayers, as well as on Shabbat around the meals. The short psalm of 57 words uses many poetic tools to deliver its message. Jumping from one to the other like a bee in search of the sweet nectar, literary allusions to alliteration, to rhyme and rhythm, voice of the poet, double entendres, playing with tenses, metaphors, and similes. Let's appreciate this magnificent poem. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echsar, binodesha yarbitseni, amei menuchot yinaleni. Nafshi yishovev, yancheni bimaglei tzedek leman shmo. A psalm of David, God my shepherd, I want for nothing. On green pastures he guides me, yarbitseni, he puts me down to rest perhaps. Modern Hebrew says Yarbitseni is to hit, but there's no biblical connection to hit. Rather, one approach is that he puts me down to sleep, and maybe that the shepherd had to use some force to make them rest. In any event, Almei Menuchot Yana'aleni, on calm waters he leads me. Nafshi Yishovev, my soul is restored. Yancheni B'Maglei Tzedek, he leads me B'Maglei Tzedek. In paths of straight paths or paths of justice, complicated term. Leman Shemo, another complicated term, for his sake, for his name. Now, if God is the shepherd, then who are we? Well, we're the sheep, or perhaps we're the lambs. That's certainly the imagery that's being developed. Using this imagery makes us think of ourselves not as humans, but as a herd of sheep ambling about the pasture. Sheep are untrained, undisciplined, always in search of grass, always straying and getting caught in a thicket or in a creek. They need a shepherd for fear of being hurt or worse. The shepherd guides, leads, cautions, but also may need to hit. Hopefully gently, but sometimes harshly, all for the purpose of steering the sheep in the right direction, to be satiated on our journey, and to find the greener pastures. Now, this tool is effective in ancient times, this poetic tool, because it was an agricultural society where everyone was familiar with the sheep and the shepherd. The images are soothing. The path is one of tranquility, literally without want. A utopian existence with the expressions of green grass and plentiful calm waters. Now, the metaphor seamlessly transitions back to a human being with a soul, nafshi yishovev, in verse 3. Though still guided and led by our shepherd, this time, however, the soul is restored, or perhaps returning. And the direction is in a maglei tzedek, a circle of righteousness. Now, when speaking of sheep, words like soul and restoration and righteousness have no place. We are the lamb and the servant of God all at once. The final verse of words of verse 3 say, Leman Shemo, for his name. They're rather curious to us. What's their meaning? Is God guiding us and watching us and taking care of us for his name alone? What does that even mean? I scoured the commentaries and have chosen the explanation of the Radak, as it makes most sense to me. Clearly God does not act for his name alone. What purpose would there be in God acting in this world just to expand and glorify his name? Radak explains that the phrase actually comes to exclude the notion that God is acting for man because man is worthy. Instead, Leman Shemo, God lovingly shepherds his nation and every nation, even despite their worthiness. This idea concludes the first section of the psalm. I was a sheep. I am now a soul. I once saw sustenance and perhaps pleasure, grass and water. I now know it is righteousness and restoration. And I know that sometimes he must hit me to keep me in track, to protect me from harm, to keep me on the path of righteousness. The blending from metaphor to reality is itself a lesson embedded in the psalm. Part 2 in verse 4 begins with a confusing word, gam. It has stumped commentators and translators to come up with alternative definitions of a simple gam. Yet perhaps it really does mean also, as we jump from one set of images, green pastures and calming waters, to another set, a more frightening one, which necessarily changes my feelings, my complexion. Yet, the psalmist must include the word death in the psalm because it is part of life. And the sheep soul must endure that experience, one of near death, and yes, even one of death, to truly finish this song of life. And so, gam ki elech begeit salmavet, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha umishantecha hema yenachmoni. Also, when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall not fear, for you are with me. Your staff and your stick, they comfort me. Taruch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai, dishanta b'shemin roshi kosi revaya. Set for me this table against my enemies, or perhaps in front of my enemies looking in to see that I have been given a lovely table set by God. You've anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. Kosi revaya. Yet God, goodness and kindness will chase me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of God forever. He walks also in dangerous places. His life as a sheep soul does not only consist of pastures and calm rivers, but of valleys where horrible things transpire, where death is a reality for some, where the future is unclear, the way home a blur. It is precisely at this moment where the tone of the psalm changes from hidden. This is how biblical commentators refer to when you speak about God, saying him, to present, when you're speaking directly to God, saying you. As if to say, in my darkest moments, I have no fear, for you are with me. In the darkest times, we turn directly to God. But then he modifies the nature of God being with him. He says, your staff and your stick, they comfort me. At the time when the sheep is being struck, it doesn't think that this is comforting, I'm sure. But it submits to the stick and goes in the direction that the shepherd tells. So too the stick used to guide the soul away from the path of darkness hurts and stings and makes no sense in present time, but in retrospect, comfort. Now the guiding word, the milah mancha, is a complicated one, but to me it seems very clear in this psalm, although it never actually uses the word. I believe the word that's the key word to this psalm is me. It appears 15 times in the psalm. Now, it never says in Hebrew, it doesn't say ani, but it is appended to each word, meaning that this is a personal, subjective poem about my life, my God, my journey, my understandings of the hardships in my life and the reason I had to endure them, my enemies, my God's protection. You, God, appears 5 times. Now, many psalms are a mixture of the individual and the nation. This one is not. It's a personal meditation of the psalmist's life and a realization that God has been guiding him the entire time. Perhaps the guiding words are me and you, God and the individual, which is appropriate for delivering this message to the world. I once heard in the name of Rav Soloveitchik that Judaism is theocentric, but anthropo-oriented. The center of our world, of our lives, is God, for sure. But the story is about us, each of us, first individually and then collectively. Thus, a psalm dedicated to me and my story and my relationship with God is perfectly apt. The final verse of the psalm begins with a strange word, ach. Usually it means but. Here, however, I wonder. Many biblical translations render the word as surely, lo, yea, but I'm not so sure. Rather, the Talmud mentioned that all achs and rachs in the Torah usually come to exclude something. We should translate the verse as responding to the enemies of the previous verse. Despite those who surround me and chase me to my demise, a conclusion of this psalm would rather say, those who chase me instead will be tov and chesed, as he is filled with positivity and warmth. All the days of his life, v'shavti b'beit Hashem, li'orech yamim, all the days of his life is a long time. But the soothing message of the psalm gives him at this moment the confidence to believe that these feelings are not fleeting. Rather, the loyal shepherd will continue to lead his flock to the green pastures along the calm waters, and he will indeed dwell in the house of the Lord forever and always. Shalom.